Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Anna Murray is here. She's a new friend, but God willing, she'll become a longtime friend. She's the founder of eMedia, eMedia Web, I think. Is that right, Anna?
eMediaWeb.com is the web address.
eMediaWeb.com. And what do we find when we get there?
Well, you find my bio, our company services. We're a 23-year-old technology consulting company. We started as a web company, and now we do all kinds of things, including rolling out large software products, building software, managing technology, the whole smack.
So folks, she's a pioneer even though she's still just a baby. Anna, one of the things that I want to continue our conversation about women in tech, and we'll come back. If you'll come back, we'll talk. You've got a whole thing, a lot of things you can teach us on cybersecurity. Will you come back and talk to us about that another day?
Absolutely, that's an important topic. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We have to talk. We talk about that here all the time, and I want to hear your voice on that. But in terms of women in tech, when you look around today, one of the things that I hear people talk about is that women don't have access to the venture capital for the technology ventures. And I hear that on the one hand. And on the other hand, I hear women, I have some women in my brain trust who've gone to the venture capitalists and said, why don't you loan to more women? And those people said, well, women don't ask us for money. Women aren't showing up. Or if they do, they don't ask for enough money. And as you know, when you ask an investor for money and they look at your plan, if you're not asking for enough, you might be thinking you're not being greedy. But the truth is, they're going to say, well, that's you'll get halfway down the road and fail because you don't have enough money. You got to ask for it. You got to ask for enough. What do you think?
Well, I think there's definitely truth in that part of what you're saying. I think that in all aspects of business, we find that women, it's not the fault of women, we're socialized in a certain way, are less aggressive and more self-effacing than men are. I mean, women tell the truth. We all know that men will apply, if their resume is 80% of what's called for in the job requirements, men will apply.
That's right.
If the women don't have 110% of what's called for in the job requirements, women won't apply. There's some training that has to happen there, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, there's also, training that has to happen on the investor side and the business side because, we also know that you can have, because they've done double-blind studies, a man and a woman presenting exactly the same idea, and the man will be judged as having greater capacity, as having more guts, as being able to do
probably
this job.
Probably because he acted like it.
Well, they try to control for these things, and that may be true, but, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, too.
Right, that's true. But you and I both know, you said it exactly right. Men are less capable than they present, and women are more capable than they present. No question about it.
That is for sure.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
This is one of the things I'm trying to help.
And we know diversity creates better companies. We know that, we know that diverse, whether it's gender, race, diverse boards, diverse teams produce better outcomes. We know that. So, all of us have to figure out a way to make this happen. If you want to make money, if you want to make less money, then have an all-male board. Go to town.
Well, one of the reasons why I'm hoping this will all sort itself out because we're full up in the digital age right now. We talked about in the previous segment with Chris Zivago, we talked about digital transformation. Well, that's pretty much a fait accompli. It's all pretty much done right now, right? We're pretty much digitally transformed. And so women, by that definition, are part of technology. I'm hoping that this will kind of be like not – maybe in 10 years it won't be that big a deal. What do you think?
You know, I do think you're right about that. I think that there's really a press for change. I think people are looking at the data. I absolutely think we moved in the right direction in the 80s, kind of in the wrong direction in the 90s, the early 2000s.
Right.
Now we're back moving in the right direction, so all of that is good. However, I would, you know, you're an early mover in technology. I am not sure society is digitally transformed the way. I mean, sure, we all got to have our phones and Twitter or whatever. But you know, when you look at the, not to drive into another lane real quick, but when you look at, you know, the cybersecurity breaches and
hacking. But that's not being digital. That's malpractice, Anna.
That's true. Yeah. True.
Hey, Anna, I need your website quickly one more time.
emediaweb.com.
Great. Anna, will you come back again soon?
I'd be delighted.
Anna Murray, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.